Yeah, see, his, you know, his experience is going to be massive on a weekend, especially coming up against a strong scrum as France. And I think obviously Adam is probably a couple of games away from being fully fit. But like I say, I'm sure the occasion he'll rise to it. And I think he's glad to be back part of the squad, and he's really looking forward to playing again.
In terms of a front row contest, how tough is it in Paris?
It is going to be tough, and we know that, we've experienced it before, but I think one thing with the French, if you don't turn up, and then you're in for a tough day at the office. But I think early on, obviously, we've got to set our stall out early and take that away from them, and I think that's going to be the biggest thing Saturday night out there.
Warren, how do you see the whole weekend? I mean, everyone knows the points difference between Wales and England, but what are your thoughts on likely outcomes or, you know, your approach?
Well, I think the luxury that we're going to have is we're going to know the results of the other two games beforehand, aren't we? I think Ireland have got a chance of beating England, and Dublin's a tough place to go, and we've just got to look at that afterwards and then set out a stall, you know, after that. I think it's important that we go and play positively out there. I know we've been criticised for perhaps the amount of kicking. I thought our kicking last week in terms of our long kicking was excellent. It was our short kicking game that let us down. But it's difficult to go into a test match, you know, trying to run everything back against a team that kicked a lot more than we did. You know, when teams kick a lot of ball at you, sometimes you're forced into having to reply with a kick to play a little bit of ping pong, a little bit of a territory game, which we were forced into a bit last week. But, you know, hopefully this week it'll give us an opportunity to keep the ball in the park. We've worked really hard in this campaign in terms of the amount of work that these guys have done in the gym and our fitness, and we think physically we're in great shape. It's an aspect that we've been improving on all the time, and it's been a massive focus for us in the last two or three seasons. That, you know, sometimes to the detriment of our game, because we have put a huge focus on that, because we've, you know, kept saying we can compete against the best teams in the world, we've got to be able to compete against them physically. You know, you can go out and get one-off wins, but and I think if you look at, you know, the last year or so, yes, we've lost games, but at least we know we're in the game physically, and there's not a lot of difference now between us and the top teams in terms of territory and possession. And we're getting chances and we're getting opportunities, and the key for us is to start capitalising on it, be a lot more clinical than we were. And yeah, that was perhaps a disappointment of last week. We created two kind of chances where some lovely hands down the short side. Players have stayed square, and Shane put the ball in Shane Williams' hands, and he just given the pass back on the inside to John Davis. We felt that there was a try that we should have scored against Ireland, and another one from left to right as well. With Shane, if he had given a pass away under pressure, we would have created a two-on-one as well. So we're putting ourselves in those positions. We've just got to be a little bit more clinical and take them, and that's, you know, that's the message to the players. And also, when we get an opposition, the opposition of third is about keeping the ball. You know, it's not kick the ball away or concede some soft turnovers. Let's have the confidence to keep the ball and keep the ball on the park. And if we get a chance, let's play some rugby.
Warren,